What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town. I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our nice series of days continues, and each day gets a little bit warmer. For tonight, clear skies, a little cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 70s. Thursday will be in the low to mid 70s. Sunshine will dominate both days. This is a really nice November weather pattern. Slight chance of showers by Friday, but a better chance of showers by Friday night into Saturday as the next cold front moves through the state of Alabama. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome to Tuesday afternoon. Quick reminder that we have another one of our listener focus group gatherings tonight at the Pizza Place. That is at Perry Hill and Harrison Road. And we'll feed you from 6 to 7. All their great pizza. Ask a few questions in talk radio. Get your feedback on this show and the morning show as well. And you can also put your name on my Facebook page. I just did a little post there a few minutes back. And we hope to see you tonight. Or you can call Rosie right now at 272-9228 and reserve a spot. 272-9228. We hope that you will get engaged. We're going to open with this farce, this garbage. I don't even know why. The ratings on this are nowhere, and they've been dropping every day since day one. I think people are finally seeing this for what it is. But it's always good to hear somebody like Devin Nunes fry a few Democrats in an opening statement.
And people watching at home. If you watched the impeachment hearings last week, you may have noticed a disconnect between what you actually saw and the mainstream media accounts describing it. When you saw three diplomats who dislike President Trump's Ukraine policy discussing second-hand and third-hand conversations about their objections with the Trump policy.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, they admitted they had not talked to the president about these matters, and they were unable to identify any crime or impeachable offense the president committed.
Yeah.
But what you read in the press were accounts of shocking, damning, and explosive testimony that fully supports the Democrats' accusations. If these accounts have a familiar ring, it's because this is the same preposterous reporting the media offered for 3 years on the Russian hoax. On a nearly daily basis, the top news outlets in America reported breathlessly on the newest bombshell revelations showing that President Trump and everyone surrounding him were Russian agents. It really wasn't long ago that we were reading these headlines from CNN: Congress investigating Russian investment fund with ties to Trump officials. This was false. New York Times: Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. Also false. Slate: was a Trump server communicating with Russia. This was false. New York Magazine: will Trump be meeting with his counterpart or his handler? This was false. The Guardian: Manafort held secret talks with Assange and Ecuadorian embassy. Also false. BuzzFeed: President Trump directed his attorney to lie to Congress about the Moscow Tower project. All of these were false. There was no objectivity or fairness in the media's Russia stories, just as a fevered rush to tarnish and remove a president who refuses to pretend that the media are something different from what they really are: puppets of the Democratic Party.
Way to go.
With their biased misreporting on the Russia hoax, the media lost confidence of millions of Americans, and because they refuse to acknowledge how badly they botched the story, they've learned no lessons and simply expect Americans will believe them as they try to stoke yet another partisan frenzy. In previous hearings, I've outlined three questions the Democrats and the media don't want asked or answered. Instead of shedding light on these crucial questions, the media are trying to smother and dismiss them. Those questions start with: what is the full extent of the Democrats' prior coordination with the whistleblower, and who else did the whistleblower coordinate this effort with? The media have fully accepted the Democrats' stunning reversal on the need for the whistleblower to testify to this committee. When the Democrats were insisting on his testimony, the media wanted it too. But things have changed since it became clear the whistleblower would have to answer problematic questions that include these. What was the full extent of the whistleblower's prior coordination with Chairman Schiff, his staff, and any other people he cooperated with while preparing the complaint? What are the whistleblower's political biases and connections to Democratic politicians?
Yeah.
How does the whistleblower explain the inaccuracies in the complaint? What contact did the whistleblower have with the media, which appears to be ongoing?
Yes.
What are the sources of the whistleblower's information? Who else did he talk to? And was the whistleblower prohibited by law from receiving or conveying any of that information?
Yes.
The media have joined the Democrats in dismissing the importance of cross-examining this crucial witness. Now that the whistleblower has successfully kick-started impeachment, he has disappeared from the story, as if the Democrats put the whistleblower in their own witness protection program. My second question: what was the full extent of Ukraine's election meddling against the Trump campaign? In these depositions and hearings, Republicans have cited numerous indications of Ukraine meddling in the 2016 elections to oppose the Trump campaign. Many of these instances were reported, including the posting of many primary source documents by veteran investigative journalist John Solomon. Since the Democrats switched from Russia to Ukraine for their impeachment crusade, Solomon's reporting on Burisma, Hunter Biden, and Ukraine election meddling has become inconvenient for the Democratic narrative, and so the media is furiously smearing and libeling Solomon. In fact, the publication The Hill told its staff yesterday it would conduct a review of Solomon's Ukraine reporting. Coincidentally, the decision comes just 3 days after a Democrat on this committee told a Hill writer that she would stop speaking to the Hill because it had run Solomon's stories. And she urged the writer to relay her concerns to Hill's management.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. Just talked. Oh, there's Volker up there saying nothing. That's what it is. We should roll call out of that. It's happy hour at 312. I'm Greg. Rosie's here too.
Yes. And here they are.
Jebra,
please clap.
You know, the networks are killing their affiliates with this wall-to-wall coverage of a complete crapola, garbage, no evidence required hearing. I'll bet management at our local affiliates is really thrilled that they have had to blow off all their programming and local ad revenue and everything else to carry. This is a show about nothing. That is really a show about nothing. Nothing except an attempt to overthrow a duly elected president. You should be pissed. You probably are. But I'm not going to beat it to death. I'm just not. Because, you know, when this is over, they'll be, oh, God, here's a woman who finally had the courage to come forward and claim that Trump raped her 80 years ago. Well, what's next? Makes as much sense as anything else. This is really sad. Really, really sad. And there's Bug Eyes up there, you know. I saw him just a few minutes ago when I was using the restroom downstairs. What else can I tell you? This is just a bad job. And what they're really doing is galvanizing us. You know, those little people that live between the elite coasts of the United States, who kind of like the way things are going these days. They don't care about us. All they care about is power. And like Lindsey Graham said at the Kavanaugh hearing, I hope you don't get it. But that's kind of going to be up to us. I heard Jeff Sessions will be on with Dan tomorrow.
Really?
We have not been contacted by his people, but we would love to have him on our show at some point, too. Whenever that is. But, you know, I got to ask him questions. The questions that are largely responsible for the, at least initially. Now, I'm not saying he can't win people over. This is not a Roy Moore. And they're not going to be able to come out with some tart from 40 years ago who says, well, he grabbed my butt when I was waiting his tape. You know, all of that garbage, the usual stuff. They can't Roy Moore Jeff Sessions. We just want to kind of understand the mechanics of the recusal. Because to us, it seemed like he kind of turned his back on the man and left him vulnerable to all this garbage that's going on now. Somebody said it's kind of... Oh, we have David Blackman coming up, right? Mm-hmm. 335, yeah.
335.
He's written some great stuff. He writes great stuff every day. DBDailyUpdate.com.
He's got the Swalwell.
You're talking about this, Eric Swalwell?
Yes.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
That wasn't a punctuation mark, friends. That was a serious gas leak. Well, the Democrats are good at that. They're good at leaks. There's a guy whose presidential campaign lasted about 25 minutes. I think he got all the way up to 0%. Because most people never heard of him. I hadn't. I mean, there's 435 congresspeople. There's a few names you recall because they're good at what they do. Jim Jordan comes to mind. Nunez and others who... the gentleman...
Kennedy.
Yeah, Joe Kennedy. But the gentleman with the... Dan... Is it Dan Crenshaw?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. The Patch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since the Democrats are always hawking a chinic about the first this or first that type of president. How about the first president who lost an eye in combat and service to the country? That would be kind of cool, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that is. It's another day of wasted time and millions. This is costing us millions of dollars. The Democrats don't care. They haven't even attempted to do anything legislatively that would be of benefit to the country, except continue spending as is. No money for the wall, of course. And Trump just go back to it was upheld in court. He can take the money from the DOD. You're defending America when you keep the bad people out. Just today, another one, a triple murder by an illegal alien. But we don't want to talk about that because there's no such thing as an illegal human being. The other thing I want to talk about is Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A exploded in popularity when the professional rage mob, and make no mistake, there are people funded probably by Soros or one of his little, probably getting a tax-exempt status organizations, people that spend their entire day targeting whoever they're told to target with harassment. I can't say this with 100% certainty, but it sounds like Chick-fil-A agreed to stop donating to the Salvation Army. I heard them described as homophobic. And a Christian group of some type, they're no longer going to give them money. I guess they got worn down by the continuous... You see, that's where they're better than we are. We, first of all, I don't know that we have professional people that spend their days calling companies and individual businesses. Making enough... I think that's the whole point of this. This impeachment thing is very much like the harassment of Chick-fil-A's executive management. They're going to get us so sick of this, we'll want to vote it away. If we get rid of Trump, we don't have to sit in front of the TV or listen to these screaming headlines. As Nunez pointed out, the media's been wrong about everything.
I haven't heard the story about Chick-fil-A.
Well, they announced that they weren't going to donate money to those groups because they are perceived as anti-gay. And a lot of people are really ticked off because they backed up Chick-fil-A when the CEO would not come out in favor of gay marriage. He didn't believe in it. So, of course, the rage. But they were going to have a big kissing. Chick-fil-A's all over the place, gay kissing. I think 10 people showed up for that. Who did show up were everyday people who said, he's entitled to have that belief. So we're going to show our support by going to Chick-fil-A. Now, Chick-fil-A waves the white flag. It's really sad that I don't know if they had a great awakening. I had a feeling they just wanted it to go away. And I think a lot of people will be going away from Chick-fil-A. I really do. I've heard that some employees have resigned. You know, not believing in gay marriage does not make one a homophobe. It's not like people are being attacked on the streets for being gay. Our fundamental rights are being attacked 24 hours a day. Hang on a second, I got a note here.
That doesn't make any sense to me because Chick-fil-A was accused of being anti-gay.
The other group is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army. So Chick-fil-A will no longer... will be supporting them. Now, the Salvation Army, they've been on the show many times. They never talk about anti-anything.
No.
They're pro-people.
Yeah.
And the people that work for the Salvation Army are making meager livings, and the vast majority of the funds they collect go to the causes they're trying to help. That's pretty sad. So, I don't know.
I'd like to read that story.
It's all over the place. It's on Breitbart, Breitbart.com. I don't know if it's on Drudge because you can't trust Drudge anymore. But to me, that was a surrender. And in that regard, I won't be going there anymore. I will not be going to Chick-fil-A. Almost every Saturday, I go through that prodigious line to get chicken tenders for my stepson because he loves those and he's home, you know, working on his school stuff. I'm not going to do that. There's plenty of other places that have good chicken tenders. Because I started going there for the very reason that I felt I should support this company. Not because they were anti-gay, but I wanted to support their freedom to believe whatever the hell they want. Nobody ever questions Islam and what they believe. But Christians, it's open season, and you better get your heads out of your butts. Really. I've been saying this for years. These people are organized. One of these days, the reason I brought up Crenshaw, he was drawing attention to a survey that says half of millennials have a favorable view of socialism. I guess they never saw those Hitler films in school or learned that socialism was the founding principle of the Nazi Party. But we're the Nazis. Gustav Siegel. This is scary stuff, and they're getting this in school. The education system is trying to turn this country red. I'm not Joe McCarthy, and I'm not being hysterical here, but that is really, really amazing. Because socialism brings everybody down. That's why Cuba sucks. It's, you know, the only people that live a good life in Cuba are the tourists who come to visit and the people that are higher-ups. Because socialism isn't for the everyday person. It's for the socialist. They do okay. All right. Well, that's all I've got. Meanwhile, Eric Swalwell you think there's any doubt about
taxpayer
this?
Dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
What the heck did he have for lunch? A head of cabbage? That's pretty impressive. Very robust. All right, we're done. We're going to a pizza place after the show. Have we gotten any interest in this today?
Yes, we had two people sign up.
272-9228. Phone's ringing right now. While you're answering that, I'm going to talk about Jack Ingram's signature used cars. My buddy Tip Thames is in the process of perusing new inventory coming in. They've got some rogues. You know what he's really good at Jack Ingram? They are really good at graduating you to a newer model vehicle with fewer miles and keeping your payment in your comfort zone. And that's how I bought the Rogue. I had a Ford Fusion. It was a nice sedan, but my back was starting to give me trouble. I wanted to move to an SUV. And Donnie Turner said, hybrids are losing their value, so this would be a good time to get out. So I went over to see Tip, and I said, if you can get me out of this and into a Rogue with no money out of pocket and lower my payment, I'm a customer. And that's exactly what he did. He can do it for you, too. If credit has been a problem for you or somebody you know, let them know that Jack Ingram has over 20 programs. They specialize in getting people done who have run into the credit issue. Go to jackingram.com, shop by price. They got a great selection of vehicles available under 10 and the whole spectrum of brands and types of vehicles. All of them have been thoroughly vetted and are ready to deliver reliable driving miles. 235 Red Eastern Bypass or jackingram.com. 325, David Blackman coming up.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway we are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
So you think you have unlimited data?
Recalculating. Recalculating.
Think again. If you have unlimited data on a network you can't trust, your data is limited, and so are you. Set your smartphone free with the new unlimited plans from Total Wireless. Get 4 lines with unlimited data on the nation's best 4G LTE network with 100 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, for just $25 a month per line.
You have arrived at your destination.
Get the new unlimited plans. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Walmart. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We use the term rocket scientist today in somewhat of a facetious manner because somebody in the state of South Dakota thought the following ad would be the best way to address their crystal meth crisis. It's a picture of a farm and a farmer.
I'm on meth.
I'm on meth.
She's in a church.
I'm on it too. So am I.
So am I.
I'm on meth.
Meth is not someone else's problem. It's everyone in South Dakota's problem. And we need everyone to get on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it too.
Well, well-intentioned, but it sounds like they're all on meth.
Yes, it does.
Let's visit my Facebook page, since nobody else is, to see what our listeners are saying about this. Chris says it's moving, but I was expecting more of a solution. Part of the problem is the first guy they show looks like he did it for about 20 years. He's an older dude. Pete Buttigieg is on crack, okay. I think the ad is good. However, I'm not sure if it will be interpreted correctly. Well, that's the point, Lee. Very stupid, says Margie. Brian says, coming from a former meth addict, that God has saved, redeemed, and restored. That is the stupidest thing I ever said. And you know what, Brian? Your comment kind of supersedes everybody else. You were there. You're recovered. Congratulations. It's a lot of hard work. David Blackman joining us in just a few minutes. I kind of jammed up the brakes here a little bit. I'm sorry. But we do have traffic and Rich's forecast in your local news here in just a second. There is nothing going on in this impeachment garbage, Bullschmidt, whatever you want to call it, that you need to know about right now. If anything happens, I'll be the first to tell you. We do have it on the screen, which I'm very... At some point, we'll have had enough, and we'll put on Andy Griffith. Probably,
for now.
Yeah, yeah, I'll put on Andy Griffith around 4 if I have to. Because I'm trying not to have a stroke or heart attack. I need the money. Really do. So, let's talk about buying a house. We were talking this afternoon. We were very lucky. We got our place. Morris Capuano got us the loan. And because the place I had bought that we were living in was in a little bit of a situation with the IRS, which has since been resolved, she was able to buy it in her name. She's a Costco worker. Y'all know that. And he got us the loan with 3% down at 3.5. 3.5. Interest rates grew a little bit from that point, but now they're back down again. So it's an ideal time to buy. It always is. But Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank can turn you onto programs if you have a credit issue, if there is, if you don't have a lot of money to put down, you can still get a mortgage. But you need to talk to somebody who knows this business inside out, who's been doing this for a long, long time, like Morris. Hardworking man. If it's your first time as a home buyer, he's the perfect guy to guide you through it. Call him at 409-9300 and get pre-approved and shop with leverage. That's 409-9300 for Morris at Renaissance Bank, NMLS number 402669, an equal housing lender. David Blackman is coming up.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Checking the I-65-85 interchange. We have very heavy traffic there. The only slowdown, I-85 to 65 northbound. And it's not much of one this afternoon. Things are flowing pretty well through there. Some congestion around the boulevard as we're building this afternoon as folks are slowly getting off work. We are very heavy at Atlanta Highway and Federal Drive. And we're seeing a few more cars on Congressman Dickinson and 231 to Wetumpka. No accidents to report at this time. Drive carefully, and we will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jenna Paulette, country singer, songwriter, and cowgirl. Boot Barn asked me to share my story. There's just so many beautiful aspects of the way that the Western world operates that I think are important. I want to represent that to the best of my ability to today's country music listener. I can sing about love all day long, but the backbone comes from the way I was raised. I just love that that's the world I come from and that's the world I get to sing about. Boot Barn, made by the West.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it.
and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Opening statements began today in the murder trial of a Montgomery police officer charged with killing an unarmed black man. The state describes A.C. Smith to the jury as a bully with a badge. The defense described Smith as a third-shift Montgomery police officer and a third-generation police officer. Former Wetumpka Police Corporal Sean Blackburn has been charged with two counts of theft, second degree, according to Elmore County DA Randall Houston. Houston says Blackburn stole items from an evidence locker at the Wetumpka PD. Blackburn was let go from the department last week. Montgomery Fire investigators have charged a 55-year-old Montgomery man, Donald Sinclair, in connection with a structure fire yesterday at a commercial property in the 1100 block of South Decatur Street. Crews extinguished the fire with no injuries reported. The Bureau of Investigation was requested to the scene to conduct an origin and cause investigation. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 at ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our nice series of days continues, and each day gets a little bit warmer. For tonight, clear skies, a little cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 70s. Thursday will be in the low to mid 70s. Sunshine will dominate both days. This is a really nice November weather pattern. Slight chance of showers by Friday, but a better chance of showers by Friday night into Saturday as the next cold front moves through the state of Alabama. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, for the latest on the impeachment hearings, let's go to Congressman Eric Swalwell.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Sounds real to me. Joining us now from somewhere in Texas, my first stop on the daily commute to the truth from dbdailyupdate.com. Welcome, David Blackman. How are you, sir?
That was quite some sound effect, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't look for these. I have audio services that come up with unusual things, and he's not the first celebrity to break wind on a show. Larry King was notorious for that.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
but him, I mean, that's probably the best thing that's come out of him in the last 10 years.
Yeah, it had more substance than his presidential campaign.
As always, your blogs cover so much ground, but I want to open by asking you for your take on the Chick-fil-A story.
That's kind of weird. They really messed up. I think they're going to lose a lot of the customer base.
I agree.
You know, you just, when you're getting bullied like that by these left-wing groups, the moment you give them an inch, they're going to come in. I mean, they're already saying, well, it doesn't go far enough. You got to do this. You got to, you know, I mean, it's just you either buy into the entire agenda or some little token effort you're doing, like cutting off the Salvation, for crying out loud, they're cutting off the Salvation Army.
Yeah, I mean, that's obscene. To me, that's obscene. I know them. I work with them here. I just don't get that. I'm homophobic. Why? You know, they love to throw that phobic term in if you disagree with, well, you're just an Islamophobe. Well, you know, a lot of Islamophobia went around after 9/11. It was kind of contagious because a lot of people didn't. That was their first contact with the religion of peace. I agree. I think this is going to look. They just recently, I think it was this summer, they're like number one or two in terms of sales among all the fast food places. They were put there by conservatives and Christians and people like Good Chicken, I guess. But they vaulted there because everybody wanted to make a statement that the CEO is entitled to have his opinion. This is America, and we're going to support that. Not the opinion. We're going to support his right to have an opinion. Now, this is a white flag to me, and I think a lot of people, I know I'm not going there on Saturday as I usually do.
Oh, and I think what they're missing is their food really isn't all that great. You know, I mean, it's not really all that special compared to other fast food, and it's not all that healthy compared to other fast food. And You know, when you lose the reason why your audience is coming to you in the first place, you're going to lose your audience.
I agree. It'll be a really interesting story to watch. And when do you think they're going to open on Sundays? That's probably coming, too.
That's probably coming next. Yeah.
Because of all those Christian phobes out there.
Right. But it's clearly a mistake. You see people and businesses make it all the time when they're getting bullied by these people. They think, well, you know, if I just throw them this phone, they'll go away. No, they're not going to go away. They're not going to stop until they have co-opted your entire life.
No, the Rage Mob is a professional group, and they're paid to target and make life miserable for whoever they're told to make life miserable for. It's well-organized, they're relentless, and I guess they just beat Chick-fil-A down, but I'm sorry, that's still not an excuse. Before we get to the Yovanovitch blog from yesterday, anything in today that has caused you to rethink this farce?
No. You know, Volcker, I think this afternoon is trying to change a lot of what he said during his initial testimony. But then he sits there and says, well, you know, I don't believe any of this stuff about the Bidens because I just find it inconceivable that any vice president would do anything but other than act in the best interest.
You're kidding me! It's on tape! Volcker, jeez!
Yeah, I mean, we got the video, dude. It's just so ridiculous. But no, this morning was, you know, Vindman showed up in his uniform, and the other lady whose name I've already forgotten was just another hearsay gossip witness. And, you know, Vindman committed perjury several times, outright perjury, lying about whether or not he knows who the whistleblower is.
Does anybody,
you know, whether the Justice Department will do anything about it is anybody's guess.
Well, that takes me back because I'm bouncing around your great blogs here over the last week. The one about Barr's speech, again, we would love to buy into that. I want your opinion on this. Somebody said that Horowitz is scheduled to speak before Congress December 11th.
December 11th, yeah.
Is that a bad sign because there's nothing that's, it hasn't been released yet. We don't know about criminal referrals.
Well, it's before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Lindsey Graham, at long last, is actually going to hold a hearing.
Wow. Way to go.
So that date will have been coordinated between Senator Graham and Mr. Horowitz based on Horowitz's belief that his report will have been issued by that date. And so, you know, there's no point him coming up to testify if the report's not out there. So, yeah, I think it's positive news in that we'll finally get the dang report, whether it contains anything valuable in any way, still remains to be seen.
Well, it seems like every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows that they used that bogus Steele dossier to get the Pfizer. That's what Sean Hannity says every day, all day long.
Oh, my God.
Bought and paid for, really. congenital liar, shifty shift. It's all memorized. I got it memorized. If he is as blind and if Horowitz is as blind and deaf as Volcker here is, I can't believe Joe Biden would ever do that. Oh, my God.
Right.
He may have found absolutely nothing, although I can't imagine with a 400-page report that there's nothing in it.
Well, you think about Volcker. So here's another guy. Lifetime. First, he was a CIA spy, and now he's a bureaucrat. Lifetime bureaucrat.
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of deals he's wanting to get in on. That's why these people go into government, is to get in on deals like Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have, selling influence and that kind of stuff. And the thought that these people are going to outright condemn Joe Biden and Hunter Biden is just unrealistic. That's why they're in the swamp. That's what the swamp does.
Yeah.
And this is why people making $144,000 a year salary are somehow worth $25, $30 million.
Yeah, we all like to know that. I want that deal, too. David Blackman, DB Daily Update, author, is on as our Tuesday guest. Please visit his website and read his blogs. They're quick, concise, comprehensive, and very readable and entertaining. And we'll be right back with David after we take a quick break.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours.
which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hey y'all, I'm Jenna Paulette, country singer, songwriter, and cowgirl. Boot Barn asked me to share my story. There's just so many beautiful aspects of the way that the Western world operates that I think are important. I want to represent that to the best of my ability to today's country music listener. I can sing about love all day long, but the backbone comes from the way I was raised. I just love that that's the world I come from and that's the world I get to sing about. Boot Barn, made by the West.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk, and her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust.
I think next up on the bite the dust list will be the two prison guards that were arrested.
Yeah. Well, at least we're making a little progress there. Although, you know, these guys are probably just the sacrificial lambs.
Yeah.
For that whole deal. I mean, everybody in the world apparently knows that Epstein didn't hang himself except the Department of Justice.
Yeah, I think Barr himself kind of wanted that looked into, right?
Well, he did. And he just accepted the findings at face value. So, you know, Senator Kennedy was on TV this morning from Louisiana talking about the three things you know didn't hang themselves. And,
well, yeah, you know, your laundry and
yeah, your laundry, your Christmas decoration, and Jeffrey Epstein.
He's a hoot.
He really is.
Wanted to ask. Of course, it's a story here. And what makes it interesting, he's going to be on our station tomorrow on the show that precedes ours with Dan Morris and Joey Clark, Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
And not long after he announced his candidacy, there was a TV spot. The TV spot is Well, you know, it struck me as odd because this is a man who did not need to run any TV spots in 2014 because he had no opponent and everybody wanted him back in the job. I have to say, out of the box, I posted that election announcement on Facebook, and there was a lot of negative reaction. I think he's got... I wonder if he even knows how much damage was done by that recusal thing.
I don't know. I loved him as a senator.
Me too.
We've discussed before.
He's a great guy. I mean, he's been on this show a bunch of times over the time I've been here.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's interesting to me that he is going to run again, and, you know, he ran a campaign video, talked about how he was the first senator to endorse Donald Trump, and he still supports Donald Trump and all that, so he's trying to undo all that damage, but, you know, nothing can really undo 2 years of sitting back and doing nothing to bring these people to justice, and it just, it's there, and something he's going to have to deal with.
Here's my worry, that that damage is going to it's going to dampen voter enthusiasm unless he finds a way to address it straight on and make us all believe that it was part of a plan or something.
Yeah.
Because we don't need another Roy Moore situation where there's apathy or lack of passion for the candidate. Like, I know almost everybody I know will knock you over to vote for Trump in 2020. That's a given. That passion is high. I'm also concerned, too, because Roy Moore, there was a lot of conflict within the Republicans. The Democrats, if they decided that Satan was the candidate, they'd all go out and vote for him.
Oh, yeah.
Resume aside. Republicans, well, you know, I don't know, that thing about the girl in the diner with the yearbook. You get bogged down in BS. We haven't learned how to play.
That's what happened this past Saturday in Louisiana governor.
That was my next question.
You know, you had all these people that were Abraham supporters in the primary, who were angry that their guy didn't get the nomination, so they stayed home, didn't go out and vote for his phone. And, you know, so there's a 51-49 election because a bunch of Republicans got mad and stayed home. Democrats never get mad to stay home.
No.
You know, it's like you say, you could just have an ink blot on the ballot that had a D next to its name, and they're going to go out there and vote for it. You know, but Republicans, we're just a little more snitty and emotional about it, I guess.
I wouldn't know because I personally am not the least bit emotional.
Not much.
A little.
Yeah, not much.
On that note, I hate to say goodbye because you're always a great conversation, and we hope you'll be able to join us Tuesday next week before Thanksgiving.
I'll be there.
Awesome.
Yay.
All right. We have a reason to live till Tuesday now, everybody. Thanks, David. TVDailyUpdate.com. That, to me, is far more valuable than rehashing hearings and who said what. You know, I really am going to be interested to see if there was actual perjury committed by any of this clown show, if they're going to be held accountable. Probably not. Well, they're in service to the government. Hey, you know, they all serve at the pleasure of the president. Obama fired everybody that was appointed by Bush. Every last one. But if Trump fires somebody, their feelings are hurt. It's a national crisis. Impeach. I am so over it. In fact, I was going to mention this to David. New York Times headline this afternoon. This will make you feel good. New York Times posts devastating headline for Dems. No one believes anything. Voters worn out. I think it goes a little bit further than that. Voters are worn out and they're sick of you. And since this thing is just another sinking ship that's going nowhere, I think they're going to get punished. They should. I would personally like to beat some of them myself. On that note, let's talk about infusion. There are solutions there, especially with holiday coming up. Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're going to need that extra energy. And sometimes it's just not there. Your tank is empty. Refill it at Infusion with an IV vitamin therapy that's designed to boost your energy in a very natural way. It's not like a villa like that. It restores what you lose because when you're busy, you probably don't eat right. Your diet is out of whack. This can restore things in one visit. If you would like some help with controlling your weight during this holiday period, they have an IV formula for that as well. They can pretty much tweak it any way you want. You want to boost your immune system with the weather changes, they can do that. Quicker recovery from partying, one visit. If you know, if Thanksgiving weekend wears you out, it is the biggest weekend for alcohol consumption. You should go ahead and make an appointment for infusion on the following Monday or Tuesday so you know you're going to get right. Because you're going to need that in the weeks ahead, especially if you really want to enjoy it. You can't enjoy or engage the spiritual aspect of a season when you're just plain tired. Call them at 296-1662. They have cryotherapy. They have a chiropractor now. Acupuncture. The Juve therapy. The red light room. These are all very effective technologies that can help you boost your life, eliminate pain, and be a happy camper. Why wouldn't you at least look into it? You can do it online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Or go ahead and call Ryan, talk to Ryan Turner, to the ever-so-awesome, lovely Lori, or Allison. They can all answer your questions at 296-1662 for Infusion.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
357.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, as we get closer to 4 o'clock, we are getting busy. I-65-85 doing a lot of business at the interchange. We have very heavy traffic there, but no accidents anywhere on 65 or 85. Heaviest place right now, Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road all the way back to East Chase. Really heavy traffic there, as well as on the Boulevard from Atlanta Highway over to I-85. Some congestion, Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard. And we've got a lot of cars on Congressman Dickinson this afternoon. It's beginning to build from downtown on Madison and Atlanta Highway outbound. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhart Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and then couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of